Some details have been released about conversations police had with the killer inside the Orlando, Florida nightclub where 50 people were killed. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports getting the complete story from them will be difficult because they've been heavily edited.
The transcript shows shooter Omar Mateen speaking to a dispatcher about a half hour after the firing began and pledging his allegiance to both the Islamic State group and its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, though both names are omitted. The transcript also covers hostage negotiations during which the shooter calls himself an Islamic soldier, threatens to set off bombs in the nightclub, and demands America stop bombing Syria and Iraq.
FBI agent Ron Hopper says the actual recordings behind the transcripts are compelling but difficult to listen to.
While the killer made these murderous statements, he did so in a chilling, calm, and deliberate manner.
Hopper says investigators won't release the 911 audio because it would be cruel to the families of those who died.
Yes, the audio is compelling, but to expose that now would be excruciatingly painful to exploit them in this way.
He says so far there's still no direct link between the shooter and a foreign terrorist group.
We currently have no evidence that he was directed by a foreign terrorist group, but was radicalized domestically.
More than 50,000 people turned out for Candlelight Vigil Sunday in Orlando for those killed in the attack. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.